You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, predictions 2024. Who would like to go first? What? New guy, oh. Tommy? You bet.
All right. Are we doing all three? Or are we going one by one?
Yes, but we'll probably stop to insult you in the middle.
Yes.
Well, I only give you that obvious statement because you're fairly new.
Oh, well, that's sweet of you to say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with number one, and since I'm going first, I'm going to steal it right away. The Lions are going to be Super Bowl champions.
Wow. Bold.
Yeah. This is the year for Michigan football, and hopefully it moves over to the NFL, especially when you're talking about these coaches leaving. We have a good one right now, so let's roll with it, huh?
You think they could actually be out in the next 4 days? So.
Yep, this is a very to-the-minute prediction.
I mean, they could be, but...
I'll just tell you, mine was Bill Belichick won't be the coach of the Patriots this fall. So well, I'm already one for one.
Yeah.
So things are looking pretty good. All right, number two.
Number two, we are going to get our first fully functioning Android. We got AI all over the place right now. And you know what? The electronics show was the other day. There's some pretty crazy stuff there. So I think we're going to have a full robot this year.
But okay.
What do you mean? So you mean like artificial intelligence robots?
Sure. So we're going to have like Blade Runner type.
Ramped up really quickly.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be pretty crazy this year, so we got a lot of room to make.
Like Westworld, where you can't tell if it's a robot or not.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
There's going to be a robot with AI that will fool people this year.
I do, yes.
Like regular people or the dumb?
Same difference.
All dumb.
Most regular people are dumb.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Last one. I think that we're going to find the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 this year.
Oh, what's it been?
Wow. 15 years almost?
Yeah, 15 years?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I don't know. Maybe not that long, but it's been at least 10.
Yeah, I think it was went missing in 2014, I want to say.
What was the what number was it? Flight
MH370.
Do you think, just like as a little subfolder on that, do you think we'll find it? And there will be survivors, like, on an island from it.
Ooh, that would be pretty sick. I'm not going to push my luck that far, though.
No, right?
Okay, yeah, wow. It was 10 years then, March 8th, 2014.
That's still a long time. Oh.
Those are my three. We'll see where we go from there.
Tommy goes, Lions Super Bowl champs, first fully functioning Android robot, and we're going to finally find the Malaysian Flight 370.
I think he's got a solid chance of two of them.
Which two?
Oh, the Android, obviously.
Okay, and the flight.
Okay.
Now the Lion. I would say Lions. I would say flight, then Lions, then Android.
It's the first time in my lifetime that him predicting that, Tommy predicting that the Lions would be Super Bowl champs, isn't an absolute farce at its very statement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not illogical. It's not like horse laugh in your face crazy. All right, who's next?
I'll go.
Okay. Steve is next. How many did you get this past year?
I got one.
Okay.
It was the one about a major news celebrity will lose their job in a scandal, and it was actually two major news celebrities who lost their jobs in a scandal. The Good Morning America, TJ, and...
Amy Robach.
Mm-hmm. Amy Robach.
Yeah.
And there was others. Tucker Carlson. I mean,
Yeah.
Right, but it wasn't a scandal.
Carissa Thompson almost was.
Carissa Thompson tried to do it.
But she came out smelling like a rose anyway. A couple weeks later, nobody gives a rat's ass. She got lucky. It helps to be pretty.
The only people who cared were other sideline reporters, who I bet still harbor some resentment. And I think she probably knew a lot of them and had to reach out and say, I didn't mean it the way it came out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, everyone did.
It helped that it happened right before the holidays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm busy. I don't care.
All right, number one, my predictions for 2024. A heavily traveled bridge in a major city will collapse.
Oh, you're going dark, huh?
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't either.
I mean, it certainly happened in the past, and I'm sure it will happen in the future.
I just report the future, man. I don't make it.
All right, I can't go on any bridges this year, thanks to Steve.
God, that is gonna be the one. Obviously, the one in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Number two, when this year ends, so on December 31st at midnight, we still won't have a clear idea of who won the presidential election.
Oh, that's a slam dunk.
Again? Yeah. You're probably right. I don't like that.
Remember the first time that happened in 2000, where we got up the next day and we're like, I can't believe it.
What do you mean we don't know?
Unprecedented for there to be any confusion about who the president was. And then it's been... Now it's kind of like, yeah, probably.
Did it go that long, though? Did it go into January?
Yes.
It went months.
Oh, yeah. It's still happening.
Yeah, Florida's still counting.
Yeah, stop the steal, Steve.
Al Gore's waiting for his chance, 2024.
Yeah, he's still mad about the hanging chads.
And he's like, what, 80? So it's perfect.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's finally old enough to be president.
Yeah.
The count comes in and Al Gore becomes president on some weird de facto constitutional thing that nobody knows about.
All right, Steve. Number three.
Number three, a date will be announced for a manned mission to Mars.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good one.
They keep saying in the next 5 years, next 10 years, but they're actually gonna
hammer
it.
Down a date.
Yeah. Yeah, whether it's NASA or SpaceX or both of them working together, Blue Origin, I don't know.
Okay.
Going to Mars.
All right.
So heavily traveled bridge in a major city will collapse. December 31st, no clear presidential winner. And a date announced for a manned mission to Mars. Steve has provided us with so many reasons for optimism.
Mm-hmm.
We have set a date to go elsewhere. Everything else is chaos and sadness. All right. Who's next?
One more
person this round. Kelly.
All right. I'm going to start off with something kind of dark, too. But then my other ones are good. First prediction is all technology all over the world will go out for 24 to 48 hours. And that will cause World War III.
Oh.
Wow.
You said a little bit dark, not end
of
time.
Yeah, I mean, that's
time.
Like literally the darkest. So that's the end of the world.
So you're basing it on
it's dark
who
times.
Do you trust at the end of the world, that movie?
Yeah, that one.
Like
the
there's
going to
be boats going into the beach. And
wait, are we talking about the same movie that just came out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I fell asleep during it because my brain went into fight or flight mode. And it was like, you can't watch this. It's too stressful. But I believe that's going to happen. And I honestly think that it's going to cause such chaos that countries will turn on each other and World War III will happen. Or countries
will.
No way.
Too much unity around
alliances.
The world.
I know. And you'd think with all the crazy things that are happening and genocide all over the world that this would be the cause of World War III. But no, it's going to be technology going out.
No, because we look the other way from things that are bad happening unless it's happening someplace we've decided prematurely to be interested
in. Exactly. Yeah, and I don't like to predict big, heavy things because the last time I did that, it happened. But I feel it in my gut and I got to say it out loud. The other one that I feel in my gut that I got to say out loud, one of the guys on the show is going to lose an eye.
Oh, come on.
So what you want? Why is Maitland exempt from your hate?
Because specifically because women have so much practice with things being really close to their eyes that they don't have to worry about losing it because we are always putting eyeliner, mascara.
Oh,
that's
tools.
What I thought.
Oh, I
now,
thought.
Where was your brain at? You pervs? Anyway.
So,
one of the guys on the show is going to lose an eye.
Okay.
And I'm betting my money on new guy Tommy.
Okay. Come on.
You seem like a guy who would wear an eye patch for fashion.
Yeah.
I'll just come in one day and I'm like, hey guys, and he's not going to mention it at all. We have to wait a whole year to find out if I actually have an eye underneath.
Question.
Yes.
Eye completely gone or just loss of sight?
It's going to do so much damage that you'll lose your sight for sure. The eyeball might still be there, okay. but it'll be so grotesque you have to wear a patch.
So you're going to go blind in one eye.
Yeah, so we'll have a pirate by the end of the year in the studio.
Oh, man. Yeah, your eye will be 6 parts milk, 1 part dense.
I hope it's not me. I don't accessorize well.
Yeah. And my final one, we're going to develop technology that's going to allow us to communicate with our pets, like a talk collar or something like that. I don't know.
Like the movie Up?
Yes. Where okay. we're going to be able to talk to our animals, and they are going to be able to talk to us. So when they meow or bark or whatever noise rabbits and hamsters make, you're going to know what they're saying.
I can't think of a technology that would be more awesome than like the collar from Up with the dog and going, squirrel.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be amazing.
I mean, it would be great.
Yes.
So you think all tech will go out for 24 hours or more and it'll lead to World War III. Yep. I assume that's later in the year after we get this talk to pets technology ironed out.
I hope so.
Because I think if a World War III does start, I feel like pet technology is going to be really in the backseat as far as development.
I don't know. You kidding me? If you could talk to a whale and be like, hey, go bump over that submarine over there. Help us out, whale.
Well, Maitland did
idea.
Just tell us that we were trying to get bats to drop bombs on Europe during World War II, right?
Yeah. See? Anything can happen.
Well, maybe right. one thing leads to the other. We give them the ability to communicate, and then they all realize that they can talk to one another. And it's the big animal uprising, and they're the ones who short out
all
of the nuclear plants.
And the animals cause World War III.
And it's animals versus humans. Oh, God.
By the way.
If they get ants in on this, we are so screwed.
Oh, yeah. They can get in through little cracks and eat you in your bed.
Fire ant bites.
By the way, yesterday, that was a question, like you said, on segment 17. Maitland's question was, do you remember exactly how it was worded? Like, some country tried to train this animal.
It was this country.
Yeah.
To drop bombs during World War II. And the first, I guessed pigeons. Kelly guessed monkeys. And didn't get nearly, I don't think she got any,
okay.
no. any mocking They're for just, that.
The only like, reason was because we had a conference call that we had to get to.
Hey, I don't know that they can't fly. You know,
well, maybe you just
Wizard of Oz. Maybe they taught them to fly first, and this was just the second step of their training.
Or maybe they were in the airplanes. Like, people aren't actually just throwing bombs out of airplanes.
So they
pull
monkeys.
A lever and they drop or whatever.
Okay.
They got a bomb button.
So if you're just dropping bombs wouldn't have been enough. Dropping monkeys holding bombs is.
Now all
monkeys
of our bombs
flying airplanes that can pull levers that drop bombs.
I
don't want monkeys hugging bombs on the way down.
I think the whole reason why they were going to put bombs on bats is because it would be undetectable and they would be able to fly into the building,
which is dumber than monkeys because bats fly like moths and they're just like all over the place all the time.
But they roost inside buildings.
Yeah, upside down. How stupid.
Yeah, but they blow up.
Yeah. Wait, no, bats blow up.
They do if they have bombs on them. That was
bomb bats.
That was the whole point. They were trying to see if they could strap bombs to bats because bats roost in housing.
But see, you said strap on, and Maitland said drop on. So I just pictured little bats who I don't even know if they have claws because they hang on things, holding bombs and dropping them.
Like little
maybe they're little backpacks, and
then if it
blows up, they get 72 virgin bats.
Yes. What?
So the bombardier is Coco the chimp. Is that what I'm hearing? And you're like, hey, why don't you carpet bomb this city? And he's all and throwing poo at the pilot.
Yeah, Mr. Tiny. Okay, so monkeys are flying the planes, and in a great world, then the monkeys would drop other monkeys holding bats holding bombs.
Yes. See, you're with me, Holly.
Wow.
And then it's like cluster bombs, because first you drop the initial bomb, which is the monkey.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the monkey, midway through flight, drops like several bats holding more bombs.
And then
they drop more bombs. I mean, it's amazing.
The monkey has a parachute on him, so he's fine, guys. Don't worry about the monkeys. As far as bats,
hard to save them from
rabies,
behind
so
enemy
he found
lines.
All the rabies
though.
Bats, and those are the ones carrying the bombs.
It's going to shoot rabies bat wings all over everything.
Rabies shrapnel everywhere.
Oh, okay, so that's what's going to happen this year.
Well, it's a pretty dark look at 2024. We've got, the most optimistic thing is we finally find that Malaysian flight, see if anybody says okay. Heavily traveled bridge collapse from Steve. No clear presidential winner and chaos in the United States. Kelly, a tech outage starts World War III, and one of us men on the show will lose an eye, and then we'll learn to talk to pets.
Yeah. All animals. No, I said all animals.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be able to talk to
the
like a rhino.
Kingdom.
Like, yeah, hey, you're chewing stupid rhino, yeah. And he sticks his horn in your head.
Yeah, tell me about that horn. Why is that there?
Yeah, is that hair? All right, more predictions. They can't get better. But we'll try next.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.